And the fact that the business in where you store stuff is a store drill. Mm-hmm. You can't, now that's something you can't rule out. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's up or down.
What would you call a lot of old worthless stuff you're going to throw away? Or you might keep it sometimes, but you might feel like you ought to throw it away sometimes.
Well, it's more than what it's made out of is what you would call it. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's in the metal line, you call it, throw it in the scrap iron pile. Mm-hmm. And if it's wood, they didn't have nowhere to put that without they burned it. If it got useless, mm-hmm. got in the way, mm-hmm. useless.
Just burn it.
Just go ahead and pile it up and burn it. But if it was any kind of metal, mm-hmm. well, that wasn't scrap iron pile. Like that old, you asked what that was, John, I told you it was a chair. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice chair one time, but it got cut up, mm-hmm. got wet. So we piled up a bunch of stuff just like you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And threw that chair in there and burned it well. When everything burnt off, all the metal part, I threw it back out. Mm-hmm.
Up here on this house here, would you ever have anything to carry water off? Would some other houses sometimes have something along the edge?
Oh, now, no, not like this it would. Mm-hmm. Now, where it had the old set kitchen, now there used to be what they called a gutter. Mm-hmm. And we had a gutter mm-hmm. back there between the house and the kitchen. And the what water run off the house hit that gutter and went off over yonder, don't you see? Mm-hmm. It, in other words, they fixed it where it all had to go one way. Or you can fix it where it can go either way. Mm-hmm. But it was going to make a puddle down, or going to make a hole down there. It didn't matter which way it went. Mm-hmm. You'd throw brick, rock, and stuff in after the water to hit, keep it from tearing the hole. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of buildings might you have? You'd have a house on a farm, and then you'd have other things for different, for different kinds of animals.
Well, you'd have a cow lot, cow barn, and you'd have a barn for your mules and horses. Mm-hmm. Then you had a shed there for your wagon and buggy. Mm-hmm. Well, when we first got getting started buying automobiles over the country, they built them what they called regular. They called it a car house, mm-hmm. but they'd get out there and build that to itself. Some of them would have a place they'd just put it under the shelter where the wagon was. Maybe if they had a big enough place there, mm-hmm. or the buggy, if it was big enough, but they wouldn't. But some would just build them, called a car house. Now it's car ports, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But the car used to be out yonder under the car, in the car house or under the shed, where you'd put it. You see, let's see, about... they began to pretty good, about smart folks went to buy automobiles along about 1915. Mm-hmm. 1915 on, about 20, yeah. Pretty quiet, pretty plentiful. Mm-hmm. Now I know when I was coming up, young as whoever made, there was a boy that they called him J.B. by the name of J.B. Hodges. He had a car. I had a car. And a boy by the name of Byron Williams had a car.